The Obama administration has finished a review of missile defense that includes plans for Fort Greely in Delta Junction. The first ever ballistic missile defense review was made public this week. It offers no surprises and continues the administration's current direction. The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Democrat Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, welcomed its completion.
This is the first comprehensive policy and strategy framework for missile defense, and it is long overdue.
Levin criticized the Bush administration for not testing missile defense more thoroughly before deploying it. The new report calls for rigorous testing and says back in 2002, the program was put into place at the same time as it was developed in order to install it quickly. But the Obama administration says it wants to have more research under its belt before spending money to prevent waste. Last year, President Obama called for cuts to missile defense spending and proposed scrapping completion of a second missile field at Fort Greely, but Alaska's delegation was able to convince the administration to change its mind. It is moving forward on completing Field 2, and the new report affirms that plan. Defense Secretary Robert Gates assured Senator Mark Begich yesterday that the budget includes funding for the project. However, the Defense Department says it does not currently foresee a need for more deployed interceptors at Fort Greely beyond that.